Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk a little bit about personal space, I guess, on some level. I'm not sure what this one's going to be titled. So it's been raining a lot in New York in the kind of the beginning of the summer here. And this year, my azalea bush is blooming like crazy. And it's funny, it made me think of the story of this bush. And if you don't know, azalea is basically like kind of a, I mean, it's a bush, right? It's like a long kind of viney bush. It has big, mine has pink flowers on it. And when I first moved into my house, right next to, so the path going down, describe my house, the path going down to the road, there's a azalea bush on one side and one on the other side. And then next to the, on the left-hand side, there's another kind of large bush that grow everywhere. I don't know what they're called. They're green most of the summer, but they have the yellow flowers in the spring. But anyways, it's interesting to think about the contrast between these two. Because when I first moved into my house, the azalea bush didn't bloom. And I knew it was an azalea bush because my mom had come to visit and she was like, oh, you have an azalea bush. But she came in the fall. And I said to her, my azalea bush is not blooming. And she was like, what's going on with it with the other plants? And I said, well, one of them is just kind of sitting there by itself. The other one is, you know, kind of encircled by that other bushy plant. And she said, well, that's your problem. An azalea bush is the type of plant that needs to have something near it to grow, but can be very easily overwhelmed if there's too much near it. And I thought, I know people like that, myself included. I get my inspiration from people. I'm not one that very simply can sit in a room and go, I know what kind of photos I'm going to create and jot down ideas and draw images and have all this stuff. Not even looking at images. That's not what inspires me. But I can walk down the streets of Manhattan and look at the way somebody leans against a wall or talks in their cell phone, the way that somebody's dressed or the wind goes through their hair, the conversation I have with somebody in line at the coffee shop. That inspires me. But I can also be overwhelmed when I'm in a group, often with a lot of other creators, where everybody's going at it, you know, because it draws me back in. And it's interesting to think of the balance in life. Am I saying I'm like an azalea bush? Maybe. But the idea that too much of a good thing maybe is what's going on here. It's hard for us, for many of us, to create in a vacuum, especially if we are the types of artists that create, our creativity involves people. If you're a filmmaker, maybe, you know, let's say a director of photography or that kind of thing, you may want to be around people, see people, interact with people. If you're a writer, maybe not as much. But maybe, and this is the thing that I would love to get from you if you want to call into the show and let me know, how much is too much of a good thing for you? And what is it, in my case, being around people, but in your case, it might be reading or going to plays or going for long walks or whatever inspires you. Is there a certain amount of that if you get too much of it, that it actually overwhelms you and stops working? And how, if you did, how did you find that balance? Where did you find it? Was it just come upon by luck? Did you kind of work at it? How did you find the balance that allowed you to get the thing that you wanted, the inspiration that you needed, but not be overwhelmed by the process? Not to go into a huge, you know, you haven't been to a museum in years and years, and you go into the gigantic, you know, New York City, you know, art museum, right? And you're just like, at first, like, this is amazing. And then halfway through, you're sitting on one of the benches, like you can't find your way out of the museum. You're completely trapped and overwhelmed by what's there, right? This is the kind of thing that can happen to us pretty easily. And it's just really interesting to find your balance. So how did I find mine? As I did, I found being around the right people as opposed to being around as many people as possible really helps. For me, a few really inspiring people, a few really close friends, a few people I can trust, a few people I respect are more powerful to me than a large, large group of people. So I don't find myself going to massive photo conventions and stuff as much as I used to, even though at least not for the full 4 days, right? I'll go for a little bit and then I'll step back. I know that I can take the large groups in small doses, but when it comes down to it, I prefer small stuff. That's the reason why I've been doing smaller workshops at my studio. If you're interested in that, let me know, reach out. And one-on-one lessons again. I find that the connection between a single individual is just where I sit the best. Not to say that I don't want as many of you guys to listen to this podcast and watch my videos on YouTube. You know, sometimes I love being in front of the crowd. And if you didn't know, if you're not following Seth, Miranda, the Adorama Event Space is coming back. They're building it up again, so you should see me there soon. So if you are in New York City or any of the surrounding areas you're visiting, please reach out, let me know, or check their schedule there once it becomes public. I will be there speaking. And in those cases, being around that large crowd, that'll pump me up. But when it's over, please let me get my coffee in the corner. So yeah, I would love to know how you found this balance, or if you're still searching for it, or if you don't have this issue. Let me know. You can email the show, you can call in. All that stuff's in the description below, along with a link to my Discord server if you want to join the conversation over there, and my Patreon if you want to support the channel. I'll talk to you soon.